Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. National Security Advisor John Bolton is defending President Trump's decision to call off military strikes on Iran. Bolton spoke today during a visit to Jerusalem, and NPR's Daniel Estrin is there.
Bolton has long advocated hardline positions against Iran and suggested the U.S. could attack Iran at a later stage.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
He said the U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Iran, with details to be announced Monday. Bolton made the comments alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who also advocates a hardline stance on Iran. Netanyahu said nothing about Trump's decision to call off military strikes, but he praised new U.S. sanctions on Iran. Bolton is in Jerusalem ahead of a meeting Tuesday with Russian and Israeli national security advisors to discuss Syria. On Saturday, the White House published its long-awaited economic peace plan for Palestinians, but Bolton and Netanyahu made no mention of it. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The White House confirms President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have been writing to each other. North Korea's state news agency is reporting Kim says he recently received a letter of, quote, excellent content. It was a reply to a letter Kim sent Trump this month. The correspondence follows failed talks earlier this year. Ethiopia's top military official has been assassinated after a regional president was also killed. NPR's Eder Peralta reports the Ethiopian government is calling the attacks part of a coup attempt.
A spokesperson for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed tells NPR that the Amhara regional president was shot by armed forces trying to take over the regional government. At the same time, in the capital Addis Ababa, the chief of Ethiopia's armed forces was coordinating a response when his bodyguard shot him. The spokesperson, Biene Seyom, says both men died from their injuries, and she says the government believes the attacks are connected. For more than a year now, Ethiopia has been experiencing a rapid transformation. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has ushered in a new, more democratic era, but old ethnic tensions that were kept in check by the former regime's authoritarian rule have flared, leading to widespread intercommunal violence. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Some residents of Northern California's Humboldt County should be prepared for aftershocks after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck along the coast late last night. The U.S. Geological Survey's Randy Baldwin says such quakes aren't unusual in the area where there are several fault zones.
5.6 causes pretty good shaking, but this area has a history of quakes this size or even larger occurring.
There are no reports of injuries or damage. This is NPR. President Trump is declining to say whether the FBI should investigate the killing of Saudi dissident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudi government, which is a U.S. ally, has been implicated in the murder at the Saudi embassy in Turkey last year. Trump says it's already been heavily investigated. The U.S. and Canada are expanding pre-clearance options for travelers and cargo in order to speed up cross-border activity. Dan Karpinchuk reports the agreement came after President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met in Washington last week.
For decades, Canadian air travelers have been able to clear U.S. customs at certain airports before flying to the U.S. The new deal will extend pre-clearance for travelers crossing by land, rail, and sea. The option will be expanded to more airports and, for the first time, for cargo traveling across the border. Trudeau and Trump say they intend to implement the agreement this summer, but no exact date has been disclosed. Canada's public safety minister says how the newly expanded measures will be rolled out north of the border will be based on an assessment at specific locations for passengers and cargo. Trudeau says the agreement will ensure the border remains safe while speeding up the flow of people and commerce. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Retired Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is out of intensive care at a hospital in Boston, 2 weeks after he was shot at a nightclub in his native Dominican Republic. His wife says Ortiz is in good condition. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
Support for